We are on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ahu Oivet Kechovim Bavekom Aleli Yisrael. There was a guy that told a Yid, K'toil Aspasti, you should cut the Aspasti Yishachas, that is the, when Tfuah starts growing, so there's a chelik of the tfuah that's equivalent to a grass that could be cut and used for animal food. So this guy told the yid, I want you to cut this in Shabbos. Vishadi l'chiyusoy b'Shabbat. You should throw this to my chayas in Shabbos. V'iloy, and he wanted to give him a convincing sales talk. If you won't do it, katil nalach, I'll kill you. Kidikatil nalaplaini ba Yisrael, like I killed that other yid. The omri le, I told him, boshali kdeira b'Shabbos. I told him he should cook a tafshel for me in Shabbos. V'loi boshali, he didn't cook for me, he was from. Uketilte, and I killed him. So, Memele, if you want that the same thing should happen to you, just follow his footsteps, and you'll follow them all the way. Shama Devisu, now the wife of this person who was missing heard this. Basoi Lekame Dabai. So she came to Abai. Can she rely on this memre of what the guy had said that he had killed her husband? Can she rely on this? Shohisa tlosa rigli. She waited three regolim. She was there three regolim and she never got a tshuva. Can she rely? Can she rely on this? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, K'teil as pasta v'shodi, k'tzoitz shachas lebei moisai. Shoma devisu dahu da omar da ivet kechov malei katilti, the wife of the one that the guy had said that he had killed, v'osos lekame dabai. She came tabai. T'losa rigli, she waited three regolim. Watch out, three regolim. Shohoyu talmidei chachomim nikbotzim l'shmoyo drosha hilchis pesach bepesach. V'hoise shayeles mehem, and she asked them, they were there, a lot of talmidei chachomim came together, and no one was able to tell her a psak. U'bitshuves ha-goinim otzosi, Narashi says another pshat, I found in the tshuves ha-goinim, Kol hanach rigli d'ameiroi, wherever it says rigli by d'ameiroim, haynu yoim shemeis by odom godol. The day that an odom godol dies, that means the yortzeit, koivin oisei lekvoidoi. So the keveya this day lekovid odom godol, umidei shana b'shana, every year, kshemagia oisei yoim, when that day reoccurs, miskaptzim talmidei chachomim mikol svivov, uboim al kivroim shachom lohoishiv yeshivisham. They learn there, they come together and they learn the day of the yotzeit. So according to the second pshat, it wasn't three regolim, it was 3 years. That means after 3 years, she came year after year. And no one told her klora tshuva. Omar lo Ravade Barave. So Ravade Barave says, listen, from here you won't get a klora tshuva. Zil lekamei de Rav Yosef. Go to Rav Yosef, the chorev sakina. He's like a sharp knife. He'll know what to tell you. Oz lekamei. So she went to him. Posha, so he was poishet this shaila mehomas nisa from this parais. Oivet kechovim shayamoicher peiris bishuk. A goy was selling peiris bishuk. And he wanted the people should buy the peiris. So therefore he was saying the milas of the peiris. but he was ignorant of the fact that these milas by Yidden could be cheschoines. Va'ama, he said as follows, peiris halolu shel olein. These peiris are olo. That means he realized that peiris that grow from an old tree could be are not as tasty as peiris that grow from a young sapling. So he said, you know, these are peiris of olo, these are young peiris. Shel azikahen, we'll see in Rashi tula shaynes what this azika means. Shel netarevayhen is loy amaklum. So in halacha, all that he said is worthless. Loy niskaven elo lashbiach mekha. His intent is to praise his wares, what he's selling. So he's saying this, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything at all. And halachically, we don't have to be afraid that it is so. What does Rashi say? Shel olahein, peiris netiyahein, these are peiris from a sapling. V'yeshnam mishubochim, mi peiris ilan zogim. They're more mishubach than the peiris of an old tree. Or shall azika, what is azika? Mi pardes, from an orchard, mu'uzik, that is protected. V'goder soviv loy l'shoimroi, v'hish nas shvi. So when he's praising his wares, he's saying that these peiris did not come from a field that everyone comes in and tramples, And there is no shmira over the peiris. These peiris came from an orchard that was shomer. No one was permitted to go in. So mamela, these are superior peiris. So Rashi says on this pshat, v'koshali, the mai iser yeshkan. So what's the problem if these peiris come from such an orchard? From a shomadika orchard. Im ovars man habir, if this man habir pairs, loish nomina mishuma, loish nomina mufka asurim. Rashi learns, after this man habir, you have to be mafkerit, and, it's not, cannot be used for human consumption. You throw it out, l'chaya. So memele, it is trampled. So if it's after this manabi, it doesn't matter, does not matter where it came from. The koidem asman, before this manabi, elu v'elu matorim. So it doesn't matter if it came even from a shomodika field. So the Baal Rashi doesn't say pshat in Azikir. Rashi will later say pshat. Lo yoma klum lo isrom al kach. So it is not, he didn't say anything, they will not become Nessa because of that. Ella haloich acher haroif. We go basar, roif peiris are not all, roif peiris are not shomu, are not netter rabbi. Shezem mishaker, he's saying a lie. Ulashbiach mikroi niskav. He wants to praise his wares, so he's saying these things, but you don't have to bat an eyelash to worry if there's some truth in what he's saying. He's saying this, it's these are peiris from a young tree, but it halachically doesn't mean anything. Now, Nazike Rashi did not agree with the first pshat. Shem ha'ir she'beretz Yisrael. This is a city in Eretz Yisrael. U'peiriseo mishubochim. And it's choshev peiris. V'imho yo'oivet kechovim zeh b'chutz loretz. And this guy was in chutz loretz. U'mishabcho. V'oma mehazika veisi. These are imported peiris from Eretz Yisrael. Ein choshishin loy me'emes dvorov. And v'shem alei nisasro, maybe Maisa wasn't taken off. V'Yisroel mochom loy, and Ayid sold it to him. So that means if I would believe what he said, so I wouldn't be permitted to eat it. Ela lashbiach mekhoi. No, it is lashbiach mekhoi. Vachinami leineskavni kichovim ze lalayim al ze sheyikza loy mispoy lebei moisok. She's just like over there. He said a statement, lashbiach mekhoi, but we have to know by a goya shepiim dibor shov yaminam yamin shoker. So the same thing over here, he wants to scare the Yid to do it for him, so he tells them that he killed another Yid. So he's bragging about that, but it doesn't mean at all that it occurred. This is not called Mesiach Lefi Tumoi. He's saying this in order to convince the Yid to be Mechallel Shabbos. Let us see Taisvitz. Shall Azike perish bekuntris, bepaud mi paudis muuzik, from an orchard that was, muuzik umeshuma, surrounded and was protected. Ushviyesu, bekosha loy, sarashi rakasha, ikoidem abir loy lamut. Ve'ein nirel rabbeinu tam. The Benetam holds that's not true. The behed yetanya b'teres koyini, ves invei nizirecho loisivtzers. What's the touch nizirecho? Min hameshum ariyata boitzer. Nizirecho is the anovim that you were mafrish people from coming in. That's why it's called Nezeiru, Nezirecha. Min ha-mishumer yata boitzer, aval ata boitzer, min ha-mufker. So, Klo, you're not allowed to cut and use and eat the peiris of a kerem that was shomu. So, Mamela, so it's very good. It's also bachilus. You hear machlekes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. If mishumer is also bachilus. V'im toima. So Taisa says, oh, if that is true, that Meshumah is also Bechila, the Sanya Beteres, Koinibir Gabayas Valiyah, Shoimrei Svichim Neutlin Schoran Mitrumes Alishke. Now, they had Shomrim, the fields that they were, had intentions to cut the Oimah from, so they used to have Shoimrim to make sure that people, the L'chayr Teis understood that people should not take the tvur. This field was nishyachet that they're going to cut the yoima. Now, if we'll say, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that mishumer is also b'achile, krikan mimashki Yisrael, min hamuter li Yisrael, that one can only be makriv, a dovol that's mutali Yisrael. So how is the Oimer mutter if this is speaking about that it was Shomer, and Shomer is also li Yisrael, so it's also lakrove, Mishuma also li Yisrael ke de perishes. Vaymeri shleihoyu shaimrim oise, it was not Mishuma legamri, elomainim ragle behema misham. They prevented behemoths from trampling in the field. They informed people that there's a tzairich for this tvura. They want to use it for the ima. Period. So memela, that's not called mishuma. That means just informing people does not make it mishuma. If they want, they can go in, but that's not called mishuma. Mishuma means you prevent them from coming in. Umufke, now period. Umufke nami le shori livtzer. Now Taisvah says, if a Taisvah brought down a drosh and teres koinem ves invei nizirecha le sivtzer. Now derech betzire is that the derech one cuts grapes. So Taisvah says, umufke nami le shori livtzer ela yedei shinui. You can't cut it the way you normally cut it every year. But there is kainim diktonim mina mishumer iato boitzer, But min amufkerat haboitza, so hain afilei deishinui. Min amufkerat haboitza, hain akloima oichel. That means betzire, so you shouldn't become misled from this bereise that betzire is muta by hefke, betzire is also by hefke also. Now, here it means this you're permitted to eat, and this you're not permitted to eat. Zog the Gemara weiter, aber Juden ish zeiden oma, meise bi Yisroel v'oivet kechovim shahulchu baderch, they were both going together. Ubo oivet kechovim, then the oivet kechovim came alone, v'oma chaval al Yehudi shoyeimi baderech, shemeis baderech ukvartiv, v'isiyo ishtoi. So this is Messiah lefitume. V'shuv meise, Bekoilo shel bnei Adam, there were a group of people shoyu mahalchim lantuchye. Boivet kechovim echad v'amal chaval al koilo shel bnei Adam shemesu ukvartim. V'siyu es nishesayim. V'shuv maise b'shishim bnei Adam, there were 60 people shoyu mahalchim lekalchum beita. They went to beita when it was besieged, was surrounded by the sonim. Uboy vid kechov machaval al shishim bnei adam shayim ahalchim bederech beita shemesu ukvartim b'siu esne sheisem. So it seems all these three cases, this falls into the category of mesich lefi tumay, that a goy is nema. Chaval hefsid v'agmas nefeshu. Koilo chabur lekalchum beita, kshebo beita b'motza. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Meiden lo'oir haner ulo'oir halavona. That means if the only illumination they had to see the nifta was through a candle or through the lavone, that's also sufficient. Umeisiyin alpi baskel. Now one can marry off someone alpi baskel. Maise be'echod sha'omad al reishaho va'omar ish ploini ben ploini mimokim ploini meis. Holchu v'leimotsu shamodo. They went there and the reishaho, they didn't find anyone. So the one who related this news was not to be found. B'siyuas ishtoi. B'shuv maise b'tzalmoin b'echot sh'omar ani ish ploini ben ish ploini nishokhani nochosh. V'rei ani meis. So they heard the meis from the person who was about to die. V'holchu, and they went there v'loi hikiruhu. They were unable to identify him. V'holchu v'esiyu es ishtai, because of this hagodah, this hachrosa that he had said before. Now before we see Rashi, let us see the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is, Meiden loir haner ur loir halavone, baskel hu asher bir b'maise b'echod u'maise b'tzalmein. So the Rambam says pshat that baskel means, that's he's explaining, baskel means they heard a voice, they were unable to see clearly the speaker. But that's a basco. So the two cases later, that's basco. That's a third case. Now let us see Rashi. Al pi basco, shomu kol tzeikes pleini meis, v'loi ro odom b'tzalmoi. So the Olchaner wants to say that Rashi is chaylik on the Rambam. Because we'll see in the Gemara, it seems they did see the form of a person. in these two cases, Be'echot she'omad al rei shahor, someone was standing al rei shahor, so they saw someone standing there. And here Rashi says, Le'ro odom b'tzalmoy. So the Ochanan wants to say pshat in Rashi that they somehow heard a curl without anything. And you could be Mesiyim al pi bas curl also. I saw in Hemek Shaila, I was not able to be Mavar the Ariches Advorim, but the Ha'orez Amoyre de Kahore, maybe this person is a Goy. We have, so you have to know Klor, what, when is it called Mesich Lefi Tumoy, when it's not called Mesich Lefi Tumoy. If as long as not Niskabun Lahatir, it's sufficient, or you need something more than that. The story, the chaval, the, so you see, he's really speaking about another Indian. So if that is the case, then we have a problem. So who says this isn't a goy? Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Tane Beishame Oimrim Ein Misin Al Pi Basko. Beishame holds ein misin al pi baskel. Beisil lo imrim misim al pi baskel. Maika mashmalon. So what is Rabbi Bashmul telling us? That Beisil holds misin al pi baskel. Mas nisani. It's a stam mishne, so I know that misim al pi baskel. Shesoka mashmalon. The im mishtakeches stomed the ein misim. If you'll find another stam mishne says ein misin, you should know Beishame. Zogt Rashi, Maika Mashmala Rabba Bar Shmuel, the Beis Ilu Messian, Vini Evet Kivosayu, we should do like Beis Ilu, Stamas Nisan, Nami Yochi Yomra. Ome Meile Hilchasi, Kistam Mishne. Bishamahi, Vein Aloche, Kaisa Stam. Zogt Gemara weiter, Vaholchu Veloi Motsu. Vidilma sheit habe. Maybe it was a sheit. And it seems we can't rely on a sheit. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Shero loy demus odom. They saw the form of a person. So the Gemara asks, no, that doesn't prove anything. Inu nami domu. They also look like a person. You can see a shed. They also have a similarity to a person. This was far away. So the Gemara says, the chozu lei bebua. They saw a shadow. So the Gemara says, ve'ino nami is lei bebua. They also have a shadow. The chozu lei bebua de bebua. It seems there's a tzeil tziloi. There's a shadow that comes from another shadow. This is not by a shade. So Gemara says, "V'dulma didu islo bebu de bebu." Maybe they also have this. Amar Rab Chanina, Amar Le Yainison, Sheide bebu islay bebu de bebu leslay. Amar Le Yainison Sheide bebu islo bebu de bebu leslo. Zogt Rashi. Shalo loy demus odom mitchilek shetzoak. Bebua de bebua tzeil tziloy. Limadni Yoinesen sheide sheid hoyo, and his name was Yoinesen. Oy boki ben, or Yoinesen sheide means he was a person who was boki b'sheide. So the hid al chaneres fakashe. That means if according to Rashi, so we have an akimta in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that that the person Maisa Be'echot Shomad Aroishaho, we observed him. We weren't able to see him clearly, but we know this was a babua de babua, so memela, we know clearly that it's not a shade. So according to the Rambam, so this is the case Messina Pibasco, that's the story. So we have an Akimte. According to Rashi, it's Rashi says Blairo Odom Bitsalmoy. So maybe this is a shade. So I think Tolchane wants to say two terutz. In either one terutz, he says, when shadim come, they come with a dmus. They don't, they're not invisible. The shadim come with a dmus. I'm a mele. If it's a baskel, it's not a shade. Or he wants to say another terutz. We'll see in Taisvis that shadim are only motzui besode. Be'ir, they're not motzui. So it could be that this paschal was heard be'ir, so memela, so it's not a shay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vedilme tzore havoi. How do you know that we can rely on this case? Maybe that this is a tzore. The dulme tzore havoi, shenose ishe b'moke macha, ubo lekalkalo, vohulchalo. Maybe the husband married another wife. We don't know about her, but maybe he married her. And she's coming to be mekalkal. I saw one of the Chayinim asks, seems there was a voice of a man. Seems like that. Echot, she'omad aray shahor. So it was a echot. Maybe it was an islandess, that Kayla Kezochor. Or maybe she imitated. But it's a horror. How, I mean, the Shekler, it's a tzoron, and sounds like a man. Now, there's another problem also. I saw the Yashra Shakiv is Ma'ira. I mean, the Gemara is asking, maybe it's a tzore. So, let's say he didn't have another wife. I mean, that's why Rashi said, you can't say that. Maybe he married another wife. We don't know what happened. Maybe he married another wife and we're unaware of it. So he asks, we had in the beginning of the Perek that we are chayish, maybe the tzora became nisaba. Therefore, you're not nisyab. Because Rav Noshim is abris v'yodis. Achetayda leitinosi leitishama shetayda shemamu mu beres itzorosa. So the Gemara darshan from the itzorosa, that's dafke the tzori you are aware of. The tzori you are not aware of, you don't have to clear, maybe there's another tzori. So when it comes to a shayla of yibu, it comes to a shayla of eishesoch, and we say, no, she's Becheskes Yibum, and you don't have to declare, maybe there's he married another Tzorin, and then Ruba Bechazoke Ruba Odef, and then Mestama, the other Tzor, became the Saba. You don't have to declare such a thing. And you Yabim her. And here the Gemara is asking, maybe this is a tzore. I don't know bachlal about a tzore. Maybe this is a tzore. And so how could you be mamin her? Perhaps it could be there's a chilek cases, because that proof is the chilek. Over there, she's becheskas hetaliyova. So there's a chazoke. Now, if you know there's a tzore, so then we have ruba v'chazoke, ruba odef, so the reiv is menaged the chazoke, reiv noshim, Misabres v'yoldes. If you're not aware of a tzoris, so what right? Fakert, Chazoke is telling me things did not change. The status quo. That is the halacha of Chazoke. So Chazoke Gufe is telling me that you should not think about that there was a change. Mashenkin over here, it's the other way around. Here, Pshavish is Becheskas Eishasish. He's Becheskas Chai. So now you want to change the Chazoke. So, yeah, because someone said he's Mace. So how do you know that you can change the Chazoke? Maybe this is a Torah. How do you know that the coil that we heard is sufficient to change the Chazoke? Could be we should stall on Chazoke and, so forget Dilma Tzore is we're saying that we should assume like the Chazoke. Over there we're saying we don't clarify different, so because we want to be menage the Chazoke. Tone de Ve Rabbi Yishmoel Bishas HaSakone Koisvin V'noisnin Afo Pisha Ein Makirin. Let us see Rashi. Bishas HaSakone She'odom Mesuken כגוין מי שהיה מושלח בבויר. ואומר, כל שימי הקוילו יכתב גט לאישתי. קויספים ונויסנים, וסוימכין הלב עולה בכל דבוב, שאומר אני ופלייני בן פלייני. That means that really we only write a get if we're Makia, we know who he is, and this is his wife. But if he's in a boyer and he's in a matzav of sakona, we're going to start asking him, listen, before we write a get, you need identification, your social security card, and, or a license, the driver's license. I mean, till you start making all your inquiries, you can start looking for a chevra kedisha ready. So, b'shas ha-sakona, you don't make all your inquiries and you... And we take him, we believe him, and finished. And we write a get, we give the get. So, Bochinami Rashi says, Kishasa Sakone Domi, Shim Leitamin Loze Leitimza Acher Veteshe Vagune. That means someone said that her husband died. So all of a sudden, you're in Iluya Shaifa, you know, maybe this person is the Tzore. Maybe it's the so you're going to start having fruma cheshbonis, and we have no way of proving who this person is, that they disappeared already. So memela, so this woman will be in agune. So when it comes to a shasa sakone, then we don't clear all these chashas. L'davoini, I don't understand this gemara too well, because as follows. Bishloime, in the case when a person is in a boil, so this person is saying, write a get to my wife. Now, if you don't write the get now, who knows what will happen later? He might die and she'll be zokakli. You have to do it now. It's either now or never. And fine. So we go and we don't clear all these chshoshes and we write the get. Over here, there was a person who said that Ish Pliny Ben Pliny Mimokem Pliny Mace. Someone said, and I was standing Bereshaho, and said that this person died. Now, we went on the mountain, we can't find them. Fine. So, this aid, we can't find. But who says that there's a problem of Aguna? All the time, When a person dies, so, I mean, what is for example, Reuven dies. Now, we don't know that Reuven dies. The Tzora comes and tells us, you know, Reuven died. So we say, I'm sorry, we can't believe you. So the Isha says, what's going to be? He won't believe her. So Bezen tells, listen, I mean, if Reuven died, only the Tzora knows that Reuven died. Only the Chameis knows that Reuven died. If Reuven died, some people know about it. So, Memele, so, you don't get married till we'll hear from an aide who's more reliable. I mean, that's the halacha. So that's not called the shasa sakonet. I mean, the tzorah came first and said meis bailech is finished. So she's not believed, but it's not called the shasa sakonet. If Reuven died, there'll be other people eventually will come and tell us. So over here, in the case of the Mishnah, what happened over here? Someone was standing on the mountain, said Reuven by. So this someone, we can't find. Fine. So who says that no one else saw that Reuven died? I mean, where is there here a Shasa Sakone? Why is this a Shasa Sakone? What's the problem? This is, if it is a Shash, maybe it is a Tzorah. Fine. If Reuven died, how will we find out? All the time when the Tzorah comes, how do we find out? If Reuven died, some other people also are aware of it. So Memela, so I don't understand Klorps, what the dimion of the Gemara is. Let us see Taisus. The Chazal lay bevua, ubi Yerushalmi Rab Acher Bachanine b'shem Rab Chone. Hoded the time besode. Where are you chayish bechlal of a shade? That's tafke besode. I will be here. But if there's an ear, afilu loyro bevua shalot. We didn't see a shadow of a person. You don't have to be chayish because shadim are not motzi b'ayoris. So the Yerushalmi is v'tanya misho yemushlach b'boyer v'oma misho shemei akoy lichtav get lishtay erei el lichtav yichtnu v'oma rabnosna b'hu shero b'bu ishel odom. You have to see that he has a shadow. Even though Be'ir they're not motzi, but the Be'ir should be the armotzi. For the Omar, we learned the Masechtas Megillah Yitn Odom Shalom Lachaveroi Belayla Tachshin and Shemeshaytu, Ainu Besode. Dum Yedi Yeshua Shayachutz Lamachne Yisrael. Birishalmi pligi yameroi benimtsa kosov bishtar meis ploini oi nerag imesien es ishtoi. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down the Yerushalmi. It seems the tzodei ha'shail of the Yerushalmi are because just like there's halachis in Hilchis Eidus that mepiaksav is not good. So a melech could be here, mepiaksav is not good. Or maybe we find kulis by Eidus Isha, Eidus good, Anisha is good, other things are good, so it could be here. They were Mekel. I mean, that is the Tzodei HaShaila of the Yerushalmi. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Kshirati Lenerdo, La'aber Hashonem, Motzosi Nechemye Ish Beis Tali. Omar li, shomati she'ein mesiyin ese isha be'eretz Yisrael al pi eidechot. I hear in Eretz Yisrael, they don't marry off an isha al pi eidechot. There's only one Rav Hamater, Rabbi Eli Yehuda ben Bove. I heard this. So he asked Rabbi Kiva, is this true? V'numeisi loy kein advom. You're right, he's the only one that's matan isha al pi eidechot. Omali, so he told him, Amor lehem mishmi, tell them over my name. Atem yoidim shemadine mishubeshes begayosos. That means really, I would go alone to Eretz Yisrael, but it's dangerous to go. I have the family here, so I can't come alone to Eretz Yisrael. But tell them mishmi, mikublani miragamliel hazokim shemesine seisha al piye decha. That you could be Macy Shapiedech, the Shabasi Bil Tsesi Advon of Neram Gamliel, Somach Lidvora, ואומר מצאנו חובו לרבי יהודה בן בוב. ברוך השם, רבי יהודה בן בוב was the only רב המכשיר. Now, ברוך השם, we see the רבי גמליאל הזקן was matter. מתוך הדבר נזכר רבי גמליאל שנרגו הרוגים בתל ארזה, and there was a problem in marrying off the wives, but now we just had a psak that in Yechud is Neman, Visiram Gemliel Neshe Seyem Api Eidech. Vuhulzik Oliya is Mesiyim. And then they became Hulzik to marry off not only in Eidechot, Eid, Mipi Eid, Mipi Evet, Mipi Isha, Mipi Shivcha. It seems they were chaylik on Rabbi Gamliel's heter. Rabbi Gamliel kiva im alei al pi isha, alei pi evad, alei pi shivcha, alei al pi kaivim. He says no on eidechot only, but not other psulim. Zogt Rashi, Cain, he told him, he agreed. Everyone disagrees with Yud Ben Bob. So the Gemara asks, "V'sover Rabbi Akiva al pi ishaloi, Rabbi Akiva holds al pi ishaloi v'asanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo oimer mishum Rabbi Akiva." Isha nemenes lahavi gita. And Isha is nemen to bring her get. That means the get was given to her in Medina Sayom. But they spoke out that they don't want that the get should be chal till she comes to Eretz Yisrael. So when she comes, and then when she comes to Eretz Yisrael, that's when the get is chal. So therefore, she has to say before nei nichta, before nei nechta. So Rabbi Kiva said, Isha nemenes lo vigito mikal buchaymer. She's nemen to say l'fani nechtevo. Ma noshim shobur chachomim einamonis loime meis bailo. They're not nemen to say meis bailo. The chomish noshim nemonis lo vigiteyen. But they are nemen to bring a get, aksav meidis aleyem. Zu shenemenes loimer meis bailo. Here she's nemon to say meis bailo. In edin shenemenes lo vigito. So it seems, noshim shamachachomim udoloi mehemne, ishe baal mehemne. So it seems from Rabbi Kiva, there are just five noshim which are not nemon to say meis bailo, but some of the noshim are nemon. Leikashe kan koidem shirziku kan laache shirziku. It seems that after they were hirziku, so he was made. Rashi, lovi yeskitim dines ayom, va'af al pi shetzrichem anu lamayim al pi, shetoyim al befonai nichta v'nechta, nafila odem kosher hevi yitzorich loimakei. Noshim shamur chomish noshim de pirken de leo, nemonis lovi gita bepeg beiz de gitten. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Omruloi meise bebnei Levi. So al kaponim, but we heard there was a tkufa that Rabbi Kiva held, that an isha is not nema. Omruloi. So they told Rabbi Kiva meise bebnei Levi shahulchu letzoyar irat morim. V'cholo echod mehem, and one of them got sick. Baby Yuhu bepundik. So they brought him to an inn. They went to Tzoyer. On the way, it seems he got sick. So they brought him there. Ubechazorosom omru lepundaikis ayecha vereinu. When they came back from Tzoyer, so they went over to the pundaikis. Where's our chava? Name is Lahem. So she told them, mei sukvartiv, that he's dead and I buried him. We see you as Ishtoi. So this was a maise, a bakanta maise. Veloite hei kaihenes kipundaikits. So they asked Rabbi Kiva Kash. You don't understand. This is a bakanta maise. that Apundaikis, a woman that took care of an inn, said that Mace, that a yid died, and they were Macy es Ishtoi. We'll see in the Gemara that she was a goite. So, I don't understand you, Rabbi Kiva. A goite, they were mamin lohosi es Ishtoi. In a kehenes, a isha miyucheses, she'll say Mace Bailey, say no, that she's not Nema. Oma lohu lachshetehei kepundaikis nemenes. Apundaikis oitziole makloi vitamiloi viseifetere sho'oya biyoda. Let us see Rashi. Omro leil Rabbi Kiva Maisa b'nei Levi, noimis lehem omro lehem. Bloite kenes kloima, vechiloite bas Yisroel, loike henes miyucheses, nemenes kepundaikis. Zu grua, like this grua de kepundaikis. Begmorem beforish maigre yuso, what's wrong with the pundaikis? Omelem rabbi kive, lechetehei apundaikis nemenes. Kloima. Lechsheyemotze dover ze emes sheheimidu es apundaikis shreilo yoleh somchu elafitume yisicha vivyolem makloi v'talmiloi. I'll explain this in a minute. Svorim acherim שתהיית כפונדייקס נאמנס, כלומר, בואי סניניין שמינו פונדייקס, אבל נאמי שרי שנאמנס, שרי פונדייקס הציעו להם בעל הסימונים סומכו. So, the Karen Eure explains the two lashonis of Lashi as follows. They brought a raya that she was a goyish pundaikis, as we'll see in the Gemara, and they believed her. And so, if you have a Bas Yisrael, Zichar should believe. So the first Lashon of Rashi says, L'chshetei apundaikis nemenes, kloima, l'chshe yimotzi dovo ze emesheminu es apundaikis. That means, who said they believed the pundaikis? Re'elei aleh samcho, ela lefi tumehi zicho. So, the Keren Eire says the first Lashon of Rashi held as follows. There was a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim. Is there a maila of Mesiach lefitumai over a Goddess Eidis? So Rabbi Kiva held there was a maila. Mesiach lefitumai is Fakert, is no intent whatsoever to accomplish something. It's Mesiach Levitumai. So he says, she wasn't Nehemon. They didn't believe her on the word. You're telling me Anisha's Nehemon to say Mezbala. This, she's coming to say Edis. She wants to create a heter. She wants we should believe her. So I'm telling you, they never were Mam and Anisha. They were Mam and Edecho. That's it, but not more than that. So you're bringing me a guy, a podaikis is nemenes. She's not nemenes. We don't believe her. It was Mesiach Lefitumo. And Mesiach Lefitumo is better. Is better than anemones. That is what Rabbi Kiva held. And the Keren Eire says, according to the first Loshen, the Chachomim held that Mesiach Lefitumo is worse than anemones. Fakelt, if. If a Yiddish woman wants to say Eidus, that's called Eidus. I must say, because she's saying it Mesiach Lefitumo, so that gufa wasn't a machloikis. Is Mesiach Lefitumo better than Eidus or worse than Eidus? Rabbi Kiva held it's better than Eidus, so don't bring a raya. And they held it's worse than Eidus. The Sforim Acherim everyone held that Mesiach Lefitumo is not enough. It's worse than Eidus. And they brought a raya that Mesiach Lefitumo helps. Anisha should zicha help. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, there they believed they weren't Samech on Mesich Levitum alone. So that Kufa is the Machloikis. Zot the Gemara. My Gireyes de Pundaikis. What is wrong with a Pundaikis? Amarav Kahana Pundaikis Evedes Kechovim Haisa. She was a Goite. Umesiche Lefituma Haisa. And she was Mesich Lefituma. Zemakloi, Bizet Talmiloi, Bizet Kever Shekvartiv, Somemele. So it was a Pundaikis with a Mesich Lefitum. It was a goita with Mesich Levitumi. V'chentoni abba berei derav minyumi ba'achiyah. Pundaikis avedus krechova ma'isa, Mesich Levituma ha'isa, zemakloi, v'zetamiloi, v'zekeva shekvartiv boy. So the Gemara asks for haye chavireinu komrila. Why are you saying Mesich Levituma? And she took it out and she was showing them. She was put on the spot. They asked her, where's our chaver? So she had to say something. So that's not called Mesich Levituma. So the Gemara answers, given the chazisinu bochye. That means, no, she started off crying. Before they questioned her, that she remembered who they were and who they left by her, so she started crying. So the Chachamim held, so since this started off from her b'chi, so this is equivalent to Mesich Lefitumoy, that it started off Stamazai, that she's relating to them the tragedy, what happened. Shalei b'teira say this. Let us see, Rashi. V'ayichavireinu komrilo, alma lav lefi tuma have. It's not misich lefi tuma. Have bachye, v'haynu lefi tuma. De koidim sheshoaluo ischilo loima. Before she was asked, she started crying. So memela, that's called lefi tuma. Let us see Taisvitz. Pundaikes oivedes kechovim oiso umesicha lefitume. Vim toima my maisi rabbonon rai bina pundaikes to mesicha lefitume oiso. So Taisvitz seemed to say, that means we had said the first lotion in Rashi, held that Akuf is the Machloikis, is Mesich Levituma better than Edis or worse than Edis? They held it was worse than Edis. Taisvus and Rabbi Kiva held it's better than Edis. Taisvus seems to hold that it was worse than Edis. Taisvus is better than Edis. Mesich Levituma is better than Edis. So what's the raya that Anisha is Nemon? Here it's Mesich Levituma. V'yishloima d'loi hoiso mamish mesicha lefitume, d'mashe itziya makloi v'talmiloi, zehoi si yachoyle laseis kein le'edis. Rabbi Kiva omalam ki ein ze raya d'vadi ein lecho mesich lefitume godol mize. Kiva nechicha zesinu bochye. So the Maram says that was the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Was this a true Mesiach Lefituma? The Maram says, Katzaloima, the masha hitzio makloi v'talmiloi, yocheliyoi she'osu sokein, she'yei edo she'meis. She wants to prove that he's dead. V'mkein le'mikri zeh mesich levitum, ela edes mikri. V'afilo hochi ne'menes. ולזה הביא רבון הרעי ישפה מזה, שכל שכן שתה איש החשוב הנמנס לו היית. רבי קיבה אומר להם, כי אין זה רעי, דבדי אין לכו מסיך לפי תומה גודל מזה. But since she started crying and everything was a poil yaitze from this crying, so Memela, so so that's called Tastis Mesich Levituma. Chaimash mitzaz birsham, the Kama also oiske Mesich Levituma. Mash mshohiso mamish Mesich Levituma. That means the goof is the shayla. They held legorme yedecha, the loshen is shver, that they hold it's not better than an edecha, not legorme yedecha. That's how the Maram explains. That means they held that, that this is equivalent to an edecha. And Rabbi Kiva held that it's better than an Eidechot. Let us go a little further. Tana Rabon, Maise Bodem Echot Shebo Lohoid Ale Yisho Lifnei Rabbi Tarfon. A Odem Echot came to Med Ale Yisho in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Omoloi Bni Haichat Yoidei Beidis Yisho Zu. Omar, Ani Vuhu Ayin Ahilchem Baderech. We were going, V'rodov Achreinu Gaius. And we were chased by a Gaius, V'nitlo B'yicho Shal Zayis. He went, so they're chasing us. We didn't have anything to fight the Gaius. Uposhchoi, so he went and started hanging onto a branch of his eyes. Uposhchoi, and he tore it off. Beherzer es a Gaius lachayrov. And he went fighting with the Gaius. He had a shtek and then he went fighting with them. Amarti loy arye yashakaych. Mamish haleib. You have courage. Omali minainat yedesha Aryeshmi. How did you know my name was Arye? Karkairanoi Sibiri Yoichnin Berebi Yoinisin Arye the Mikfar Shikhaya Lyomim Cholo Umeis Vehisi Rabtafnes Ishtri. So Rabtafn, so that he told over this, so Rabtafn was Mesis Ishtri. So the Gemara is Rav Tarfon le boy drisha bechakiri. You don't question him. You don't try to find out. Maybe there's some discrepancies in what he's saying. Vosanya, we learned a different braise. Maise bodam echot shebolif ne Rav Tarfon lohoid edes isha omo loy bni haichat yedei edes zu. Oma aloi aniva hu ayin hilchem baderech v'rodav achenu gayetz v'nitla b'yichu ta'eme. The story is a little different than the Baraisa, that he was hanging on to a branch of a teino, uposhchoi, and he went and tore it off, behechzir asagayis lachayach. Amarti lo yiyashe kaychacha arye. Oma li yofa kivanta lishmi, shekach kairan oisi biiri, yoichanin ben yoinisin, arye de mikfar shichaya. Liyomim cholo omeis. And now in the Bereis it says, Omar loy loy kach, Omar loy, didn't you tell me Yoichanin ben Yoinisin, the mikvah shichaya Aryeh? Didn't you tell me that the city was called Aryeh? I think you're making a mistake. Omar loy loy alakach, Omar loy, Yoichanin ben Yoinisin Aryeh, the mikvah shichaya. V'digdek olov shnaim u'shloisha pomim to see if there's any discrepancies in what he said. V'kivein es tevorov v'hisi rabtarfen es ishtoi, and he married off his wife. So the Gemara answers, tanoihi, it's a machloikis, tanoim, if you do need rishi v'chikire, where you don't need drisha v'chakire. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, v'nitlo b'yichol shal ta'ino, ochas b'naif shal ta'ino, u'pishchoy, and he tore it off, lasis men o'makol, pishchoy nitkoy, yashe k'aychacha alye, giber chayo, v'leib alye yeshlecho. Yofa kivanta eshmi alye, shekach k'ayren o'yisibiri, מרקח אמרת ליוחנן בן יונסן, דרש וחקר היה אולי יפיך אסתבור, לקח אמרת לי, מכפר שחיה אריה, יותר מפקר, שהכפר היה קרן אריה, ולא יויסר. דריש בדיקס כהגבנה לחבן אסתבור, וחקירה באיזה יוים ובאיזה שור. So the Gemara answers, תנוי היא, that it's a bachloikis tanoim. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, ein boitkin eidei noshim bedrisha vachakire. Rabbi Kiva v'raptafen oimer boitkin. The Marsha explains this girse, that the tanakama that holds ein boitkin is a tanakama alibe da raptafen. So we have a machloikis tu tanoim what raptafen holds. A kamiflegi, and their machloikis is dependent by the rabchanine. Dama rabchanine. Dvar teire echodin imomnes vechodin inefoshis bedrisha vechakire. Mina teire yuni drisha vechakire. Sai by din imomnes, sai by din inefoshis. Shnema mishpat echod yielochem. Vimakish din imomnes to din inefoshis. Umatam omru dini momenis eins riechen drische vechakire. Why were they misaken that dini momenis does not need drische vechakire? Shaloitino delas bifnei loven. That means, if the eide momen would need drische vechakire, so people would never lend money to someone, because they'll be afraid maybe the loive will be kaifer, and the eidim that they have will not be mechaven divreim. So in order to ensure that people would want to lend money, and to take away this fear, Chazal were mesaken that by dine momenis, you don't need drisha v'chikira. But my kamiflagi, what is the machloikis? Mar sova. What is the machloikis by eidis ishe? Mar sova, kiven de ike ksubile mishkal, since This Eidus is Negeya Dinei Momenes. This Kedinei Momenes Domi. So we have this Takone, Omar Sova, Kivin de Kosherinen, Eishes Ish La'alme, we are Matam. And Isachene, Kedinei Nefoshes Domi. Omar Rabbi Lozem, Rabbi Hanina, Tamil Chomim Marbim, Sholim Ba'ilom, Shnema Vachol Benaich, Limudi Hashem, Barav Shaloim Bonoich. Let us see Tais, let us see Rashi. Mishpat echad yielachem, b'kivin da ashkren d'chsiv b'dini nefoshes, b'dorash t'v'chokal tohu adin l'dini momenes. Kivin di keksube l'mishko, k'shetinosei alpiyam titol ksube. When she gets married with the Eidus Ishe, the aid that says Meis Baila, she gets the ksuba, the Misef ksuba nilmuk shetinosi lacha titli mashekosav lachi. So therefore, it has the kulis of dinimomnes. Kedine foshes domi, dabole shusish bechenach, hilkech eidinoshim bedrisha vechakir. Hachi garsinam rabbelozem rabbechaninet milchomimabim sholem boilom, shnema bochol benaich, limudi Hashem v'rav shloim benoich. Let us see, Toysves, ein boitken eidinoshim medrisha v'chakira, pesha b'enachananot d'kaimulon, kahai tana, like the first tana, seems also there's no name, that's why the Toysves wasn't geiris, the way argues a divrei Rabbi Kiva, the leiboi idrisha v'chakira, hodron alochi shabasra, osrikalom meseches yibomes.